Well, good morning and happy Monday. It is January the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2025. And it's not just any ordinary Monday. This is the day of the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day. Here's another one. This is the birthday of Seedbed. It was on this day, January the 6th, 2012, that we planted the first seed of Seedbed. And of course, a seed to me is the great sign of Epiphany. It recalls for me the famous African proverb, which says, anyone can cut open an apple and tell you how many seeds are in the apple, but only God knows how many apples are in the seeds. And of course, the seed, as Jesus told us, is the Word of God. Well, look at all that bonus content we got today on the wake-up call before we've even gotten into our prayer of consecration. It's going to be a good week. And let's begin this week with our prayer of consecration. Deep breath. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, The Bible Creed. Our text is John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40. Hear now the word of the Lord. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Several weeks back, I was over at my mom and dad's house. This is one of the great blessings of living in Gillette, Arkansas, where I serve as the pastor of the Gillette Methodist Church. They live just across the Arkansas River from me, only 10 miles away. I'm able to see them on most days. Anyway, while there, I noticed a little printed card next to my dad's Bible on the table. As I began to read it, it felt familiar to me, but I couldn't quite place it. I said, Dad, where did you get this? He said, I'm not sure where it came from. Your mother printed it out for me. Then he added, John David, I want this little card read at my funeral and printed out and given to everyone who attends. As I continued to read the card, it became clear to me where it had come from. I said, Dad, I wrote this. He said, you did? Well, I'll be. And we had a good laugh. Years back, I sat down and tried to hammer out what I called a Bible creed. I wanted to collect and capture the things the Bible says about itself and weave them into an affirmation of sorts. We do not worship a book, and yet without this book, we know next to nothing about the God we do worship. This book is fundamental and foundational to our faith. It is the source and subject of what I write every single day. I included the creed at the close of a book I wrote some years back entitled First Word, Last Word, God's Word. I suspect Mom lifted it from there and formatted it for the little card. I'm including the creed below. I want you to pay particular attention to how it begins with Jesus, whom the Bible calls the Word made flesh. Every page of the Bible, either explicitly or implicitly, points to Jesus. He himself makes this quite stark yet nuanced point in today's text, and we must grasp it. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. We would not know Jesus without the Bible, and yet we cannot understand the Bible apart from Jesus. And so with him, the Scriptures begin and end. From the first day to the present day, history is littered with false teachers of the Word of God. We follow them at our peril. We follow Jesus, the way and the truth and the life. He is our Bible teacher. In fact, in my way of seeing it, Jesus is the only true teacher of Scripture. As we receive Scripture from and through him, they become to us life and salvation. I thought it may be helpful to share my work-in-progress Bible creed here in the early days of this New Year, New Word series. Perhaps you might print it out and affirm it aloud as we move through the month. You have my permission to make your own little card. Perhaps you might have a suggestion to improve it. I'll include a list of the Scripture references below. It's in the email today. And so without further introduction, I humbly present to you the Bible Creed. I believe in the living Word of God, who is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And I believe in the written Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Spirit-inspired authority of the people of God. God's Word endures forever, is sweeter than honey, more precious than gold, sharper than a double-edged sword, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This Word is perfect, trustworthy, right, radiant, pure, firm, and flawless. It refreshes the soul, makes wise the simple, gives joy to the heart, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's Word teaches, corrects, rebukes, and trains. It cleanses and prunes, feeds and nourishes, is purposeful and powerful. It burns like a fire in my bones. It always accomplishes the purposes for which it is sent. God's Word will be on my heart, on my gate, on my doorpost. I will talk about it when I lie down and when I wake up and when I walk along the road. On it I will meditate day and night as I hide it in my heart. I will build my life on the rock of God's Word. Indeed, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever. It will be the first Word, it will be the last word. This is God's word. The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God, from before the beginning, our great teacher, would you be my Bible teacher? Master teacher, would you teach me the Word of God until it is fulfilled in me, until I have become true with its truth, until I have become like you, the very image of the very God who imagined and imaged me. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Let's sing, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Our journal prompts today. What do you notice about the Bible creed in today's entry? How are you growing in your confidence in the Word of God? And for our hymn we're going to sing in just a minute, we're going to sing this hymn that I've seen many times, and I've sung it a few times. I find it's an amazing hymn. I've always loved the words. I've never sung it in church. You may not have either. It's number 439. It's entitled, Lord, Speak to Me. 439. Lord, speak to me. We'll sing it in a minute. It's five very short verses, power-packed, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's easy to sing, too. Well, I wonder, how did you receive, how did the Bible Creed strike you? It's a lot in there, I'll acknowledge that. But it really is just a collection, a kind of a curation of what the Bible has to say about itself. And that's, there's more, of course, but we might still be here reading it. If I love that word that Jesus said in John's gospel. It says, you know, if all the things that Jesus said and did were written down, there wouldn't be enough libraries in the world to hold all the books. I love that. That's the thing about God's word. It's just inexhaustible revelation. And what I'm hoping for, again, in these days of January, is that not that we're going to be making a New Year's resolution, but that we're going to be moving into a new revolution. And by revolution, what I mean is revolving, learning to revolve our lives around the Word of God. The Word of God made flesh, Jesus Christ, who then becomes our teacher of the Word of God made text, the Holy Bible, our sacred scriptures. You know, it's just not enough. And we hear it all the time, you know, oh, we believe the authority of Scripture, the authority of Scripture. I'm like, well, show me how you believe the authority of Scripture. If you just say that, then you're just saluting it. The book, the words have got to come out of the bindings, off of the pages, unleashed in our minds and our hearts. That's how it becomes our authority. Sorry if I'm coming on too hard there. It's Monday. I know I need to go a little easier. But guys, I'm just going to stay with it here in January, and I'm going to encourage you, and I'm going to push you, and I'm going to challenge you to And that's why we're starting with one word, right? One text. It's great if you want to read the Bible in a year. That's a great thing to do. That's not what I'm talking about here. I want you to actually land on a text, a verse, a little passage, something that we can sink our teeth into and chew on and read and ruminate on and rememberize and research and rehearse over a long period of time. How can we cover less ground more slowly? In my experience, that's how it really sinks in. So I'm going to put the link in the email today. Again, about 1,500 people have sent us their scripture. And I want to keep that moving. I want to see many more of you. And I'll let you know kind of what's the top 25. I'll be releasing that soon. So anyway, listen, let's sing. Are you ready? 439. Sometimes I forget. I'm just feeling like I'm talking to you. We're having a conversation, drinking coffee together, and I could stay here for an hour, but I know we got to hit the field. So let's sing together. Lord, speak to me. You ready? Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. O strengthen me that while I stand firm on the rock and strong in thee, I may stretch out a living hand to wrestlers with the troubled sea. Oh, teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious things thou dost impart, and wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. Oh, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart overflow. In kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. Oh, use me, Lord, use even me, just as thou wilt and when and where. Until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. Amen. That's good. That's just like singing a prayer, isn't it? Speak to me that I may speak. That's what we're praying for in these days. Listen, I referenced a couple of books. I referenced my First Word, Last Word, God's Word book. That's one of my favorites. It's short. People read short books, probably, you know, about 4 weeks worth of entries. And it just goes into depth on many of the ways that Scripture testifies concerning itself. That's First Word, Last Word, God's Word. There were so many, I actually had to go and write Volume 2. And so I linked both of those books in the PS today. And you can grab a hold of those. And then there's another PS I included. If you're a pastor or a church staff or a leader, you know, you're like, work for the church, I'd love to be in touch with you. If you're willing, and there's a link I'd ask you to click, just a few questions to answer. And then, of course, I'm going to link the little survey that's asking you to share your new word for the new year, your new word from the Word of God. All right, gang, that's enough to get us going. We are embarked in this day now, consecrated, being transformed. Now we're moving out into the fields for the demonstration of the goodness, the love, the power of God in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Get your seeds. Just be ready. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.